Hello and welcome to another episode of the Voice Actors Journal with Simon and Jeff. My name is Jeff Worden, and with me is my good friend and colleague, Simon Say.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing today, my friend?
I'm recovering.
Recovering, yes. Our good buddy Simon here has returned from his sojourn, his journey to from San Diego Comic-Con. So we're going to be hearing all about that good stuff out there. So today is going to be a special episode of Simon's trip to San Diego Comic-Con, which ought to be a lot of fun. But before we get into that real quick here, if you would like to reach us, send out topics and ideas and suggestions, please do feel free to reach us at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com. We'd be happy to respond to it. And so today we're going to go on about Simon's trip to San Diego Comic-Con. So tell us all about your fantastic trip out there, and I'll interrupt you with questions and silly comments as I am apt to do.
Sure thing, man. Well, I think some of our listeners will be asking, like, what's this got to do with voiceover?
It doesn't. Well, it can and it can't.
It can.
How you look at it.
Part of my trip did involve voiceover stuff related.
Okay.
Related voiceover stuff. Not in terms of, you know, getting jobs or things like that. It's just somehow just came about. Wasn't really planned, as most San Diego Comic-Con attendees know that majority of the stuff that you plan out, you don't actually follow through, which that actually happened. So once upon a time, let's start all the way there. I was there from Wednesday through Sunday. I left Sunday morning, and first of all, I had a lot of fun. Met some really cool people. Met some really cool people that we camped out for Hall H. If you guys know what Hall H is, then you guys know how hard it is to get in.
Well, what is Hall H then?
Hall H is the room where the big panels are at. So this goes from Warner Brothers, Sony, Paramount, Fox. These are like the big panels. These are the ones.
These are the heavy hitters, it sounds like.
These are the heavy hitters. These are the ones that people will camp out for days just so they could get in. I mean, literally, my group had to camp out Thursday night.
Wow.
In order to get into Saturday. So we took shifts. So I was there like Friday afternoon. Pretty much stay there the night. Yeah, pretty much stay in the night. And I went back to my room and came back in the morning. So each individual in our group took shifts. So
wow.
That helped a lot. So, and it was a lot of fun. One of the things that I forgot that they were going to be there is the cast of Lego Movie 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yes, that is somehow voice acting related. Not really.
Arguably, I'll go with that, sure.
Arguably, even though the actors there are big movie stars.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, watching the special footage that they're showing to Hall H exclusively, unless someone leaked it. You know, because there's always that one person that's going to record it and leak it and ruin it for everyone else.
Right. Well, that's to be expected.
Yeah. But whoever that is, stop. Stop. Because if you go next year, we won't be able to see any of this cool footage.
That's a valid point.
Yeah. So, like, you know, Chris, they were showing this one scene with Chris Pratt where they kind of inadvertently made fun of his character from Jurassic World and also his character from Guardians of the Galaxy. So, like, he's showing his different range of playing Emmett, the character that he plays in the Lego movie, and also the other character. So, like, you hear the difference. So, that's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah. So, that was cool. And, you know, they show a bunch of other stuff in Hall H. We're not going to get too much into detail of Hall H because other stuff were not really voiceover related. Although, I think Jason Momoa is in that Lego movie, too. I'm not sure yet. I had to confirm that because they had two different Aquamans in that. They're going to have two different Aquamans in that movie. So one is the OG classic, you know, the joke, the one that everyone makes fun of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you talking like from the one from the 70s of that I grew up on? All right. I just want to make sure I knew which one you were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. The one with the green, the orange.
The orange suit, the green pants.
Yeah, exactly. And then the second Aquaman, the current Aquaman, is like the surfer dude kind of type. He's like,
yeah,
the badass type. And I think I heard his voice in there. So maybe I think there will be two Aquamans in there. So that was unique. I was kind of again, I was on a, I did not realize that Lego Movie 2 was gonna come out.
Oh, okay.
To promote the movie. I thought Will Arnett wasn't there to do Batman. His Batman wasn't there. But you know, we know his Batman voice so often. So
yeah. Who hasn't heard it, right? Exactly.
Exactly. And so that was Hall H, and the day before that, Thursday, I went to a voiceover panel. See? There are voiceover panels.
Well, I know. Okay, so who was on the panel?
This was a panel brought to you by Bang Zoom Entertainment. So if you guys are familiar with Bang Zoom Entertainment, you're on the right path. I'm well aware of who they are. Jeff, do you?
I don't, but by all means, who are they?
You don't know who they are?
No, I do not know who they are. And besides, I'm sure there are plenty of our listeners who don't know who they are as well. All
three that's true. Have.
But do enlighten us. Who are they?
They are a post-production company.
What? I'm sorry, what?
They're a post-production studio that's in Burbank, and they do, you know, stuff for anime, video games, and a bunch of other projects too. I'm surprised you haven't heard of them, man.
I might have just in passing, but I know the name didn't sound very familiar to me, but that's great to know. That's great to know. Did you talk with anybody from there
No, it's kind of hard to converse with people there, cuz like they're so crunched for time. So they're there for like maybe some panels are like only an hour at most, but
oh, you know, wow, okay.
That is it. So basically this was a panel called Inside the Voice Actor Studio.
Wow, okay, that sounds big and familiar, but go on, please.
the Voice Actor Studio, and this year they had Ray Chase. The voice actor Ray Chase, he's done a lot of projects we might be aware of, especially, let me look up his IMDb real quick, everybody. Real quick. He's done things like Hunter x Hunter, One Punch Man, even, let's see, I think he also did Final Fantasy? Oh no, he did Your Name, the movie, Your Name. If you guys haven't watched it, it's a great anime movie.
Yeah,
he did Final Fantasy as well. So,
oh yeah, yeah, I see that here. It's actually been quite a few episodes.
Yes, exactly. So it's kind of like inside the actor studio, but this time it's inside the voice actor studio.
Very nice.
And it's about, he talks about his journey of getting into voice acting, what he did at the beginning. He said a lot of his voice work at the beginning was through Voice 123.
Oh, wow.
A pay-to-play site that we talked about.
Right.
He did, like, a lot of audiobooks. But eventually he moved out of that. Started networking. And then, you know, he winded up with Bang Zoom Entertainment. That's pretty much how he became this well-established voice actor that did a lot of these projects. And then they also let people do a little, you know, like little voice acting activity. Like I think this year they did anime dubbing, which they never did. I've been in this panel a couple times already in previous years. And this is the first time I noticed that they did an anime dubbing kind of exercise for people that people in the audience volunteer and they could do it. Huh. So, you know, just like, kind of give them the script and let them play, like let them watch the anime real quick in the original Japanese language.
Okay.
And then kind of read the script, and then, you know, he plays along too. He reads along too. So, like, you know, if he's, I think he did like three readings with, you know, females. So he played the male character, which is
right.
Him playing the character that he voiced it already. So it was pretty good. Some of them were really good. I think one particular one was very, very, did a very good reading. And there was this woman who did this, who was reading for this young teenage high school girl.
Right.
And did a very good job. Very good job. And
I would imagine a lot of women, a lot of girls could pull those voices out like it's going out of style. And I never cease to be amazed that you see, you know, like an older woman, somebody like in, you know, my age category, you could sound like, you know, they're, 19 or something like that, or younger. I'm like, good Lord, where did you pull that from?
Well, I don't know how old that woman is. Okay. I don't know how old she is because she was in cosplay. So it looks like she was dressing like someone that's younger, but I can't tell. No, because, you know, when people are in cosplay, you really can't tell.
If you do a good enough job, that's true.
Yeah, it's really good cosplay, then you can't, like, oh, wow, that's how old you are. Or, like, oh, wow, I didn't even notice.
What do you mean you're 87? What the hell?
Yeah, it could be like that. Or it's just, it's bizarre, but at the same time, she did a fantastic job. And, you know, everyone else did as well. You know, going up there, doing a code read, not knowing what to do, you know, the first time.
Right.
And that was pretty much of the panel. I mean, there's not a lot like you could really do. I mean, Comic-Con is not really the place where they have, you know, a contest for voiceovers. I mean, other conventions do have it, and we'll get into that later on when we have our episode about conventions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but definitely keep an eye on Bang Zoom. They actually hand out some postcards about their voiceover classes.
Okay.
So here in Burbank, California. So they might be in other cities. I'm not sure, but I know for sure if you guys live around the LA area and you're into voice and you really want to get into voice acting, especially in the animation side, I highly recommend you check them out.
Right on. That's really great.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very great. And you might be asking me, like, Simon, did you go up and participate? No. I did not.
And why would that be, Simon?
Well, first of all, the amount of male audience that wanted to participate was a lot more than the females, to be honest.
Really? That's interesting.
A lot. Yeah, I was like, what the? Like, what the? And also, you got to remember, this is Comic-Con. I woke up at 5 in the morning to get in line so I get all my stuff. And this panel was at 7 or 7:30.
Okay.
I was dead tired by the time I got into the panel. So, I mean, next year if I'm going again, I'm praying that I'll be able to go again.
Right, right.
I'm going to get well rested for a few hours before I jump into this kind of panel. Just so I know, just so I could anticipate, you know, the participation part of it.
Right on. So, right on.
So I learned a valuable lesson today. You gotta go if you go to
Don't stay up so damn early.
No. Sleep well, but get some rest in between. And then when you're jumping into like a voiceover panel that you know they're gonna let you have a chance to participate in something, get rest. Some rest first before you do it. Because I was so tired, dude. I wanted to do it, but I have a feeling I wasn't going to be able to give my 100%. So I didn't want to half-ass it, you know, because I was so tired. I could barely keep my eyes open.
I would imagine once you got on stage, the adrenaline probably would have pushed you away. That's my take on it. I know that would have gotten me going.
That probably would have, but, you know, I was so tired. I didn't raise up my arm, man. I raised my hand. I was so tired.
Gravity's too strong. Yeah. Help me out. Yeah, I gotcha. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things that I know I was lucky enough to get in. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. And I learned a lot.
Very cool.
I learned a lot. And to be honest, like, the things he talked about, there's maybe particular parts that we haven't covered because we don't know that much about it to begin with. But, you know, in terms of how to start off, and it's very reminiscent of what we are going through. I mean, he said he was a bartender.
All right.
When he's still pursuing this. So, you know, at some point we all have regular jobs that we have to deal with.
Right. I hear that from a lot. I would imagine a lot of actors do the same thing, as well as voice actors. They have to say, hey, yeah, you know what? Get a day job. Make sure you can keep paying your bills, because it's going to take a while for this to actually come to fruition if you really pursue this strongly. So, I could definitely see that.
Yeah. So it's really the journey of one voice actor where it's very informative to a lot of people. And, you know, everything that I heard from that panel is basically networking.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big thing with conventions in and of itself, and not just restricted to Comic-Con, but that's a big thing with conventions itself.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible to do it at San Diego Comic-Con, but it's a lot harder. You know, I mean, the smaller conventions will be a lot easier, but, you know, San Diego is just impossible, to be honest, because time crunch, and the minute is like, okay, 8:30, panel's over, everyone get the hell out, you know, like that. Nice. Because we got to queue up for the next one. So it's like, yeah, in and out, basically.
Right, right.
And, you know, maybe you have time to say hi when they're walking out, but then they have to be somewhere else too. So it's like, they got to say hi to their fellow voice actors or other people that they know. So it's like, it's not really a place for you to network unless you already know that person. If you don't, it's really hard to network.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
It's not like an easy breezy convention, to be honest. It's not.
Right. Well, let me step outside of this for a second. Have you been to other conventions where you've actually been able to do voiceover networking of any kind with any degree of success, at least in the networking part of it?
No, a lot of the other conventions I've been to, it's not really voiceover centric. There's no anime panels or animation panels.
Right.
Like for the past years, I've been going to the ones that are more live action television panels.
Sure. I know what you're talking about. Like Xena conventions and things like that. I've been to one of those. Sure. I know what
you're talking about. A little bit better than Xena conventions, but.
Well, you know, I mean, that depends on who you are.
Like that.
I've been to Star Trek conventions. I know what you're talking about. So it's okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Not hating on Xena, just saying whatever floats your boat, people. Right.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Whatever.
So I've been going to those
conventions. Jumping back to San Diego then. So what else did you do while you were out there? So you're having a good time. Check out the voiceover panels that were going on.
I was only able to check out one. I know there was another one called Cartoon Voices. Unfortunately, I did not make it there because it was my afternoon shift to camp out for Hall H.
Oh, man. So
I wasn't able to.
I would have killed to have been in that one for sure. Oh.
I would have tried to go in there, but I would have had to wait in line probably like around 11 a.m. just to get in that room. Yeah.
Damn.
So it was, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to go in there, and I'm really sad about it, but yeah. I made a choice. I made a promise to the group that I'm going to be there
for my
time, so we saved the spot. So I did
it. Yeah. Well, you got to be the honorable guy. No, I totally hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, that blows, though.
I didn't want to just like, oh, hey, I'll come a little bit later. I said I'll be here at this time, and I'm going to be there at that time to camp out to help them out. So
I hear you.
That's what I did. But I did get to go to Dragon Ball Super panel.
Ah, very cool. So how was that? Tell us about that.
The English voice actors are Sean Schimmel and Chris Sabat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the voice of Goku and Vegeta, if you guys know who they are. So
nice.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, again, they're promoting the upcoming Dragon Ball Super movie.
Right, right. I've seen clips about that, or at least posters for it and whatnot.
Yeah,
right.
It's coming out in January. They're showing trailers. No, again, they didn't really... It wasn't specifically a voiceover panel. It was just like, hey, here's our movie. Here's a Dragon Ball movie with the actors that you guys know talking about the movie. It wasn't like, hey, let's do a little script reading. Nope, nothing like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he did some of it, but just like, hey, Hall H, just do a spirit bomb kind of cheer, you know, a thing. So, and he did that in Goku's voice. But that's about it. It wasn't about them, how they get into voice acting. It's more like, we're here to promote our work.
Yeah, that's kind of my impression about Comic-Con itself, is that basically they're promoting all the new stuff that's going to be coming out for the next year and all that stuff, which is fine. I'm totally down for that. But I think in relation to us as voice actors, it's, I don't want to say it's not as relevant, but if you're able to actually meet some of the voice actors, or even meet people who can, you know, get you a gig or something like that, yeah, I mean, that'd be great. But you're up against like everybody else and their brother, also those dressed in costumes, which I'm sure made it really hard too. It's like, oh, I'm not dressed in a nice costume or a Sailor Moon outfit, but still, it's to get in there and try to hobnob and have a good time there.
Yeah, again, I went to this convention not really. Had like, you know, networking or finding specifically voice over people to connect.
It wasn't your expectation.
It wasn't. I did not plan for that. I mean, right. I planned plan it as a vacation, meaning like, I'm just going to enjoy this, whatever comes at me, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Right, you know? Right.
Whether it's voiceover related or not voiceover related, it was literally a vacation where it's a vacation where I checked out from what I've been doing the past 6 months in my life. Right, I checked out. At least I tried to check out from that. But no, I didn't anticipate to come back to it. So to be part of it as well. And so that was a cool panel. That was a cool panel. I really enjoyed it. You know, they show trailers in both Japanese and English.
So that nice.
That was cool. So that was the second voiceover kind of related panel that I went to. That was pretty much anything inside the convention center I was able to grasp in terms of voiceovers. Yeah, and then Sunday, man, I don't know how to tell this story. I'm so
well. Just kind of work your way into it.
Gosh, I mean, I'm
the day was you were essentially done, and you were packing up. You're getting on the train. I assume this is the story you're talking about.
I was getting on the train. At the beginning, I didn't know that, so I got there a little bit early just to line up. So because I don't want people. No, I didn't want to like be all the way in the back of the line of the train. So just telling this story is so hard because I'm so disappointed in myself because I didn't say hi.
I'm just going to say you should be just to preface.
I know. I should
just politely say you should be. But anyway, yeah. Go on. Let's keep going here. So you're getting all the time tired and all that.
Gosh, it's so difficult telling this story. Yeah, I was standing right behind Kari Wargren.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is super cool.
That is super cool. And it's very stupid of me for not saying hi.
Yes. Yeah. I completely agree with you about that. You should have said hi. You should have taken a selfie. And I know as you told me about that she was probably just as exhausted as you were. I completely get that.
Yeah, because I didn't feel that's
like a once in a lifetime opportunity there, is the way I look at it.
No, because I didn't feel like intruding, to be honest. Like I always feel like that sometimes. I'm pretty sure a lot of this stuff is my own mind. I'm playing mind games with myself pretty much. Yeah. That ruins it for me. But to be honest, at first I wasn't sure it was her. Because I'm so tired that day, and you know, maybe my mind's playing mind tricks on me or something. Because I'm really tired. And you know, suffering from sunburn, just like I was so messed up.
Sure, sure. You
know, not because I was partying, guys. I was just because I'm really tired.
Yeah, I guess we all know that Simon is such a party animal.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm a party animal. Yeah. Uh-huh. Very funny. Very funny, Jeff. But
I try to be.
Yeah, so I was standing behind her, and I was thinking, like, is it really her? Should I say something? I was like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. So as we were getting on the train, you know, I got on the train too, and you know, I found my seat, and then she found her seat too. And she was looking for someone to help her with the bag, and then I was like, oh, okay, I offer my help because like, you know what? You know, we're all trying to get home, and it was just like everyone looks already tired, and they're all like dealing with their own bags. I had like a small carry-on, so I had, like, for me it was just easier just put my own bag up. So I helped her out, and I helped her with a bag. So at least I did that. I helped her
such
with a
bag. Such a gentleman you are.
Yeah, you know, and not just because she's a, you know, that I know who she was. I helped someone else too with their bags too. Okay, so you know, I'm not picking and choosing. Okay, I helped someone else out with their bag too. So I just want people to know that. Okay, I'm not picking and choosing. I'm just
right. Sure, you're not
helping where I could. So.
Uh-huh.
And then she sat across from me, and that was it. And you know, the train got delayed too. I feel like that was a sign too. Like, dude, the train got delayed. Go say hi.
It was a sign.
It's a sign. You know, I was like, nope, I didn't take any of the signs. So, trust me, man. I was I kind of regret not saying hi after I left, after I got home. It's like, you know, it's like, man, dude, you should have just say hi, and you're a fan of her work, and just, you know, it's like, I think my advice is, Well, I mean, if someone could give me advice, you know, how do you approach that? Because you don't want to feel like you're intruding all the same time, you know, like, you know, I was like, I don't want to bug. Yeah, I'm trying to be.
That would be the advice I would go with. You get some guts.
You get in there, you get some guts.
Hi, I'm a big fan of your work, you know, or at least, you know, say, are you Carrie Walger, you know, Wahlberg or whatever, and, you know, are you this individual?
Carrie Walgren, sorry.
I should have known that. You know,
you should have known that. Right.
Quiet, you. You're the one who, okay, I'm just going to say, you're the one who didn't say hi, so you know what?
Okay, all right.
Gosh. You know, you get in there, you just be polite about it. I don't mean to intrude. I was wondering if I could just at least get a picture with you, or could at least just shake your hand to say, hey, I really enjoy your work.
You know, I didn't even think ahead that far about pictures. I mean, all I did was just, I just wanted to say hi. That was it. I mean, that's a whole nother level in trying to get a picture.
Right. On top of that, he said, look, I'm totally going to leave you alone. I'm not going to fanboy as hard as I want to fanboy on you. But, you know, just take a step back from yourself and just kind of ease into it as you know, use whatever customer server skills that you and I have from having worked with people all these years. At least I know that's what I would have done, is just be as super nice about the whole thing as possible. And I think
yeah,
luck out a little bit.
Well, it's different. Our customer service skill does not include fanboying. Like, I'd never been trained the fanboy experience.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah.
So it's hard to anticipate, but you know, I am very, I regret not saying hi.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I'm gonna put this podcast out on Twitter. So, Miss Carrie Walgreen, if you're listening, hi.
Hi. I'm also say hi too. Hi.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say now.
You're filled with regret, and you'll never know what to do with yourself.
It was my honor to help you with your bag.
Nice.
It was my honor to help you with your bag.
Good answer, Simon. That's just fantastic.
I mean, I'll be quiet, you man.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could have approached that differently, and I regret not saying hi. At least. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe you'll luck out another year. We'll see. We'll go to another. We'll actually go to a voiceover convention, like maybe a VO Atlanta or something like that, and maybe we'll get to see her there or something. So we'll.
This time we'll
say hi to her.
Yeah, I don't want to go with you, Jeff.
Well, I don't want to go with you either. I'm going to take my wife because she's better looking than you are. We'll have a good time doing that. Check out all the sights and sounds of Atlanta.
Fine by me.
Yeah.
Fine by me, buddy.
Well, it sounds like you had a blast out there, Simon. I'm jealous of you. I wish I could have gone and all that. Would have been a lot of fun.
Well, do yourself a favor. Go sign up at comiccon.org for a member ID, and then you'll get notified when tickets will be on sale. And then you'll have the fun time of anxiety and nervousness when you're trying to get a ticket.
Right on. Yeah, go, God, please get me tickets. Yeah. Please, for the love of God.
I deal with that once a year.
Nice.
And it's not fun. In
my life. What do I do? Nice.
And it's not fun, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's not fun because you don't know if you're going to get chosen to enter the queue to buy your tickets. Huh. And then you enter the queue, buy your tickets. You have to do it fast before the days that you want are gone. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I hated that feeling.
Sounds like a nonstop party there.
Yeah, nonstop. Yeah. No, the party stops for a little bit. Once you get your ticket, it's like, woo, party. And then you wait a couple months so the schedule comes out and like, woo, all right, I got to plan all my stuff out. And then when you get there, throw that schedule out because you're most likely not going to follow it.
Right. Okay. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
No, that was my schedule. Pretty much I'm thinking what I, out of, on my schedule, what exactly did I attend it? I think I only attended like 1% of the panels that I planned for.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because I was like, well, am I getting that one? Well, I woke up late today, so am I getting that one?
Gosh. Well, okay, waking up late, that's your problem. But, I mean, are there so many panels that you had wanted to attend and you just didn't get a chance to attend a lot of them? I'm guessing because you were waiting in line at Hall H, then, it sounds like.
Yeah, that took some of the scheduling off, but some of them just overlap with each other. So I had to pick
well, two. Okay, yeah, that's a problem, sure. Yeah,
so... And then there are like other stuff I want to do, like the offsite that are like around the area. Like DC had their thing right there. Like, hey, we're promoting this DC Universe streaming application. You're a big DC fan. Come on in. All right. But then you got to come on in. You got to wait an hour and a half to get in there.
I don't need to go that badly. Oh my God. No, yeah. that's interesting.
No, but I wanted to go badly. So,
well, okay. So there you go.
So there's a difference there. So I had to sacrifice some panel time just to wait in line for that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And let me tell you, all the food that I ate, good gosh.
What was the food actually good?
No, it was good, but you know, just not healthy.
Okay. Well, I'll go with that. I'll go with that.
I mean,
unhealthy food is,
I think like this week I have no desire to eat a hamburger.
Okay. I understand. You've had so many. You're like, all right, you know what? No more. No more. Yeah.
I have a desire to eat poke more.
You, which one?
I had the desire to eat poke now.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, yeah. I'm sure you and I will arrange something.
Because it's healthier. It looks a lot healthier than what I've been eating the past week.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, how many times I had burgers already this past few days?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But you know, because you're in a rush and you gotta, all right, I gotta eat this stuff, gotta get in line, or I gotta eat this in line. So,
oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, so it was a fun week. Things that I learned, things that I didn't think I would learn. You know, experiences that I've experienced that I know how to approach it next time. I guess I shouldn't be afraid to say hi.
That's true.
You know,
you definitely need to have guts to get out and do stuff. You can say that about anything in life, but I would say especially for voice acting, you need to get out there and do it. It's, you know, you can't get the role for anything you don't audition for. You know, you got to audition. You got to get out there. Failure or not, doesn't matter. You got to do it. So that could be said of anything in life.
No, but. I agree. And it's just, I guess I was just too starstruck, to be honest. It's like, there's no classes on how to deal with starstruck. You know, there isn't. It's just things you learn on your own. So I will get better at it. And if I ever encounter a voice actor that I'm aware of, in like a convention or, you know, somewhere, you know, I will, you know, if it's appropriate place and time, I would go up and say hello and say I'm a fan.
So, sounds like a plan. I think that's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, is there anything else you can enlighten us on? What, any other fun stories you could tell us about your time out in San Diego?
I got a sunburn.
Right?
Yeah.
Who cares about that? Your cancer is your problem.
But, whoa, dude, that's cold. That's very cold. No, I mean, pretty much, it was just a fun experience. You guys look on my Twitter, Simon.TSE. Nope, that's not my Twitter handle.
Nope, no.
It's Simon TSE. I have a Google photo link where all my photos are there. Check them out. You know, that's all the photos I was able to take without getting crushed by millions of other people.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, that was a great set of photographs you had. I really enjoyed the audio. So, yeah, so everybody, definitely you want to check out his Twitter feed and click on that Google link there and check it out. Yeah. There's some of those fun pictures out there.
Yeah, definitely a lot of fun picture. I missed San Diego already.
Well, San Diego's always nice to be down there anyways.
Well, let me rephrase that. I miss San Diego Comic Con.
Okay. You don't like San Diego itself, huh?
No, I like it. Just I like it when Comic Con is there.
Right on. Okay. Well, you already missed the Comic Con. Well, it sounds like you had a good one then if you're actually missing it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss, you know, all the new friends, the new, what's it called, line buddies.
Right on.
You know, I miss, you know, conversing with them, you know, just the camaraderie. I can't even pronounce that word right. So, you know what word I'm talking
about. Camaraderie. You know, you got it. That's fine.
There we go.
I know what you're talking about. You made friends.
Yeah. Wow. I'm still recovering, cool. Okay, Jeff? I'm still recovering, all right?
Still recovering. God, this is past Sunday, yeah. And you're still recovering. You call me the old man. I don't know, buddy. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still recovering, all right? I'm still trying to get back in the groove of things. but I missed it. I missed that, you know. And, you know, there was a friend that I was supposed to meet up. Fortunately, didn't get a chance to, so hopefully I'll see that friend next year or some other time down the road. So
cool.
You know, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just the one week where I had no idea what was going on in the world. They were so busy for me. I was living in a bubble because I had no idea what was going on in the world. I had no idea what was going on at home. I had no idea what was going on with my sisters, my mom, nothing. I had no idea what was going on.
Went to another planet or something.
Yeah, exactly. So like you could literally check out. So I wasn't looking forward to Sunday.
Nice.
Because I was checking back into the real world. And yeah, you know how that is sometimes.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, very cool. Well, sounds like you had a really great time out there. And
absolutely.
Next year ought to be just as big of a blast, if not a bigger one. Who knows? That's great.
Who knows? Who knows? Now maybe I'll run into another voice actor on the train again. So
yeah, and hopefully you'll actually say hi to him or her.
Which will be awesome.
All right. Well, I think we'll just wrap it up for this time around. Unless, Simon, you got anything else you want to tell us about? Any other fun stories or insights regarding San Diego?
No, that will be it.
All right. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us for episode 17 of Simon's trip to San Diego Comic-Con. As always, please do feel free to email us at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com. We would welcome any and all feedback. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll call it a day.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us today. Have a good one.
Bye, everyone.
Music is provided by MotionArray.com.